It is said that when the living entity reaches a purified position of becoming a pure devotee of the Lord, his body appears like a burden for him, like as if somebody is carrying a sack of bones and other useless things that you have to carry your luggage on your back. Body appears burdensome to him. And living itself appears practically meaningless, because in that pure stage he gets the transcendental restlessness. As Prabhupada says about Govinda Virahiname, he gets the great viraha for Lord Govinda. His heart is so eager and longing for meeting Lord Govinda that one moment appears like millions of years when it passes very slowly. So in that purified stage, when the Lord glorifies the pure devotee, actually Lord glorifies the pure devotee everywhere in the scriptures, but when the pure devotee attains the darshan of the Lord's glorification is heard by the pure devotee. But how this pure devotee has been millions of lifetimes sincerely engaged in devotional service with ekagrita chitta, with a one-pointed devotional service. This is something that Krishna appreciates the most. As it is said, tasmad ekena manasa bhagavan satvatam patihi. Similarly, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, about when he talks about the fourth category of the bhaktas, artho jigyasa artharthi jnani, regarding them he says, tvaya ekagrena, ekagrena, he says, there also he says, eka bhakti rushishyate, eka bhakti rushishyate means with one point of devotion. Similarly, sarvadharman paritya mam ekam sharanam braja. So, Lord is telling the pure devotee, oh my dear devotee, for millions of lifetimes you engaged in my one point of devotional service, without any distractions. Although there were millions of distractions for you in this material world. Not caring for the cold of the winter and heat of the summer and the rains and the typhoons which affect the body. And not caring for the insults and scorching words spoken by the public. Still, you had determination, such a firm determination in serving me. So the Lord says, now the fruit of all your penances and austerities has come, and I want to award you something valuable. He says, what can I offer you? I cannot offer you even the sun. Sun is like a firefly for you. I cannot offer you even the Mount Sumeru, which is like a small particles of dust. I cannot offer you the post of Indra and Chandra or Brahma, because those posts are like a worm in the stool for you. Because you don't consider anything valuable in this world. I am in a dilemma, what to offer you? Because in my treasury, these are the things which I offer generally the living entities who are fond of enjoying in the material world. And I don't have anything else to offer. So in this way, I have become a debtor to you, and I am offering myself to you. So at that time, the living entity or the pure devotee, he becomes greatly moved by the Lord's words. Even in the scriptures, Krishna says something similar to the gopis, na pareyeham. That is a verse. Prabhupada says, Krishna says, anyone, not only the gopis, who is giving his time, his energy, his body, his valuables, his sarvasva, everything in this world to Krishna's service. Krishna says, I always think of them. I always... such devotees gain the same benefit what the gopis get. And I become a debtor to such devotees, Krishna says. So the pure devotee is telling the Lord, my dear Lord, what do you mean? I was actually running away from you. I had fallen into a pit of snakes and scorpions, enjoying and delighting in the material desires of this material world. And I had no interest in serving you. But your pure devotee picked me up from such a pit of snakes. And he placed your divine mantra in my ears, by attentively hearing which gradually my material desires vanished. And I engaged in your devotional service under the direction of your pure devotee. And you enveloped me with so many forms of mercy as the Archa Vigraha, as the holy books, as the holy devotees, as the holy mantra, holy rivers, holy dhams, and what not. In all these ways, you offered your mercy with an intense desire to get me back to your lotus feet. Because you know that is the right shelter for every living being. Nowhere else one can be happy and peaceful. So now you have awakened me to this realization and you are saying that I have done something for you. So the living being, the pure devotee feels that he has been a rascal, he has been indulging in all the worldly things uselessly. But it is the Lord who should be given the credit for bringing him back to the Lord's lotus feet. So when I was reading this section, I felt this section about the Lord placing the mantra in the ears of the devotee through the agency of the spiritual master. I feel that's a very vital aspect of this discussion between the Lord and the devotee. Because it is only that holy mantra that awakens the dormant Krishna consciousness in the heart of the living being. Because there are many other mercy agents appearing in various forms. But amongst all of them, the holy mantra is the one which awakens a person to the reality by which one will be able to accept the other forms of mercy. One will be able to appreciate the other forms of mercy more and more by becoming more and more awakened. So in this way, as Prahlad Maharaj also said, my spiritual master Narada, he picked me up from the pit of snakes and scorpions and he placed me in such a position, he has made me as good as himself. He said, so such a miracle can happen when one takes the shelter of a pure devotee, under the guidance of a pure devotee, accepts the mantra and very attentively with the ekagrata chitta absorbs in one's mantra. Because right now our mind is infested with material restlessness, which can never be pacified by anything material. But that material restlessness has to be put off, it has to calm down, and then the transcendental restlessness has to be awakened. Want for Krishna. Prabhupada says, Govinda want should be there. Do you have the Govinda want? Prabhupada is asking once. Govinda want, like, what is that verse? That Govinda Varahename. Yugayitam Nimeshena, Chaksha Pravrishayitam, Shunyayitam Jagatsaram, Govinda. So that Govinda want should be there, Prabhupada is saying in one lecture. Do you have to go in the world? It's like, you know, if somebody is not feeling hungry because just now he has eaten a big food, big meal, and he's taking a big burp. You know? So if you tell him that, you know, I have some special item, would you like to eat? So first he will ask you, what is that item? He'll be analyzing it and arguing about it. Similarly, if somebody is very materially satisfied, they cannot accept the holy name. But if somebody has the Govinda want, where one needs the shelter of Krishna, they'll be thirsty for such a shelter. So the transcendental restlessness will be awakened by hearing the holy names attentively and absorbing the holy name. The key is one-pointed attention. Harinam Prabhu ki.